Amazing. Well, first off, thank you so much for joining us today on the Wind Speaker Network. It's a pleasure to chat with you about Alberta Open Farm Days. Now, before we jump into more questions specifically about what people are going to be experiencing at Open Farm Days, tell us more about why you guys chose water as your theme this year.
So we chose water. First, we do try to align our themes with kind of the greater United Nations themes that they have going on annually to contribute to that, but more kind of from an Alberta perspective. The reason is because water is something that applies to not only every Albertan, but every farm in a unique way. So in the past, we've had some themes like the Year of the Alpaca, et cetera, which are awesome, but don't apply to all farms. So this was a neat way to get everyone involved, get a bunch of unique stories from everyone, and kind of hear how everyone has their own experience and wins and trials and everything with water.
That is so cool. And in Southern Alberta this year, we have gotten a lot of rain, so water is a really good theme. Now, this weekend, it really gives people a chance to visit farms and ranches, see food production firsthand, and try and buy and support local produce and products. And the main goal of Alberta Open Farm Days is for it to kind of be like an open house for farmers and ranchers and producers around Alberta to showcase who they are and what they do, and for us to be able to support them. So what kind of experiences can visitors expect during Alberta Open Farm Days?
The beauty of Alberta Open Farm Days, which I love, is that every farm has a totally unique experience that they're able to offer Albertans. You know, we have everything from alpaca farms to U-Pick flower places to distilleries and everything in between. So it's really interesting that you can cater your visits to your interests or to what you want to learn about or things you want to experience. So that's a neat part. And then, yeah, on a more specific level, yeah, Albertans can expect like an educational component at every single farm. That is one of our criteria. We want to make sure that if you are going somewhere, that you're learning something new about farming, agriculture, agritourism, etc. So they can expect to see that. They can expect to see potentially interacting with animals, sampling food, exposure to some farmers' markets, farm tours, etc. And they really get an idea of exactly what you'll see on the farm. You can go to our tool, albertaopenfarmdays.ca. There's a tool on there where you can read up on the farms, what they have to offer, and plan your trip accordingly.
Amazing. They're offering so many very well-rounded experiences, and I think that's pretty great. So how does this event help people reconnect with the roots of their food and farming in Alberta?
When you think about most Albertans, where most of our population is, being in cities, we just don't get much of a chance to interact with farms, see where the food's coming from, see the very first step and the steps before it gets to our table. So I think it's a great way to gain a new perspective and a true understanding of the efforts and the labor and the love that goes into producing the food that we do see and eat at the grocery store, as well as forming some really neat relationships with local vendors. That's one of my favorite parts, is I feel every year I go find my new favorite, maybe it's winery or my new favorite local produce place, et cetera, and that's something that I also think is great to form those kind of local support relationships with farm.
Definitely, and it's also about agritourism. So how important is agritourism to Alberta's rural economy, and how does this event help support that?
Very, very important. It's one of the reasons that we have, you know, been supporting or getting support on this initiative of Alberta Open Farm Days for 14 years now, which is fantastic. So it's a huge part, especially for making sure those rural areas get traffic and continue to prosper and contribute to the economy. In terms of the weekend, we see hundreds of thousands of Albertans checking out various farms, staying in an accommodation they typically wouldn't have, supporting local, even things as granular as gas stations and local markets and things like that, as they travel to these farms that they typically wouldn't be out exploring those areas. So it actually has quite a big impact on the weekend alone, just of people traveling those routes and visiting the farms. And then, of course, the trickle-down effect of, you know, the new products they discover, et cetera, et cetera, and the awareness of those farms as well. That's for the visitor side of things. So that's a huge element of it. But something that a lot of people don't know is that Alberta Open Farm Days is also an incubator for these farms 365 days a year. So we provide resources, training sessions, workshops, you name it, a bunch of different things to help these farms develop their businesses, develop different elements of their tourism, whether it's, you know, we have sessions on hospitality hosting and how to, sometimes as specific as how to make preserves and things like that. The weekend has impact, and then we also provide these farms with resources throughout the year to make them better businesses.
That is so cool. It's about connecting communities, urban and rural communities. It's about connecting people with people, and also about you guys helping them grow and support their industries and their agriculture as well. So that's amazing. So tell us a bit more about some of the people involved in hosting the farm to table culinary events during Alberta Open Farm Days, and how are Alberta chefs and rural communities participating in that way? I love food, so we got to talk about this.
The farm-to-table experiences are unbelievable. It is some of the freshest, most organic food experiences you can get in the province. Farms have been preparing, of the ones that I'm aware of that are doing it, have been preparing for months, their menu and harvest season, et cetera. So they are pretty fantastic, although I can't speak to the specifics of all of them.
That's okay. That's why your website is there. So people can go visit that, see who's participating, and enjoy some delicious, real great vegetables. I love garden vegetables so much. So farm to table is what I'm absolutely all about. So why do you believe it is important, in your opinion, for Albertans to really learn about their food and where it comes from?
I think that it can really instill an appreciation for supporting local organizations and also just understanding that entire life cycle of their food. I find actually sometimes it can be a bit of a prompt in sustainability and managing food, because they see the effort and the labor that goes into producing every single, whether it's the eggs or meat or vegetables and things like that. So I think it's a holistic, it's knowledge that so many Albertans would not be exposed to prior to this event. And then it can just really help inform kind of decision-making around that. And I think it's really positive.
That is so positive. Well, Cameo, thank you so much for joining me today. It was a pleasure to get to talk to you about Alberta Open Farm Days. Is there anything else you want to mention about this really great weekend coming up here on the 16th and 17th?
If you guys are, it doesn't really matter where you are in the province. There's likely a farm reasonably close to you. So I just encourage you to check out our website, albertaopenfarmdays.ca, and to take a look at the different farms and plan a route. Even if you just pop into one or two, I think it's definitely an experience worth having, and it can really open your eyes. So that's all I leave it with. And also that our farms have been working really, really hard to get their places ready. So I'd love to give them a great load of visitors.